This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, and very wet this morning. We've had a lot of overnight rain, patchy fog for a while this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight we have clear skies on the way with a low in the upper 60s. And for your weekend, on Saturday, slight chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s. And on Sunday, we're looking at a bigger chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the high in the middle 80s. Governor Pat McCrory unveiled two new plans on Thursday that he says he hopes will improve education standards and quality throughout North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Today, I am proposing the formation of the Education Innovation Fund. It will fund innovative schools and new digital learning initiatives. Our starting point is an additional $30 million for this innovation fund.
Governor McCrory was the keynote speaker who opened the North Carolina Conference on Education at the Sheraton Hotel at 1 Europa Drive in Chapel Hill. He says this fund, which first needs to be approved by the U.S. Department of Education, will select teachers in the state selected by their peers to receive a $10,000 stipend for outstanding performance as a teacher. The governor says he hopes that this will also give other teachers and school administrators examples of how to achieve success in teaching.
The top teachers in our schools should be equal to what we're saying our principals are. We should be treating them just as our top administrators.
Governor McCrory also unveiled a plan to focus on improving students' skills in subjects he says are critical to staying competitive in the global job market.
I will not lower standards in any way. In fact, I want to raise them in two critical areas. And those two critical areas haven't changed in the last century, and that is reading and math.
The governor embraced the Common Core Standards, a national set of school standards for state schools, but says the problems others have faced are in the way the core is taught.
Common Core reading and math standards are good, but we must come together and improve the execution.
The importance of this focus on education and improving reading and math literacy stems from conversations Governor McCrory says he has with businesses in the state who say they are looking for people to hire but cannot find enough qualified workers.
If we can't produce educated, skilled workers for your businesses, then businesses won't be successful and pay the needed revenue that government needs to fund education.
North Carolina's education budget is in both state and national headlines, and Governor McCrory took the time in the beginning of his speech to respond to criticism.
At $7.8 billion, this is the largest K-12 budget in North Carolina history.
Governor McCrory says he initially created a budget that would raise teachers' salaries, but was forced not to by unforeseen costs in other areas.
Since I made that budget, there's been approximately $500 million spent on unbudgeted Medicaid expenses. Had we not had that, that money alone could have paid for nearly a 3% raise for teachers and state employees.
Protesters at the education speech, like Heidi Carter, chair of the Durham Board of Education, say they feel differently about the budget's handling of education.
I think that per pupil funding is too low and our teacher salaries are too low.
Jeff Bryant, another protester, says the cuts to pre-recession levels, as he calls them, are being done arbitrarily.
It's not to balance the budget, it's to purposely harm education.
Governor McCrory signed the state budget into law last Friday. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
A lager? An ale? What about a lambic, a bock, or a hefeweizen? Is Pilsner more your style? Ever tried a stout or a porter? When you're looking to enjoy an icy cold beer, which do you choose? What if we told you you don't have to choose, and you can have them all for an entire year on us? Sound too good to be true? Visit chapelbro.com to find out more and get your entry in for the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. All week long, you can enter on chapelbro.com, on WCHL's Facebook page, during the WCHL Morning News with me, Ron Stutz, and at Moe's Bottle Shop, located in Hillsboro. One winner will be drawn live Monday during the WCHL Morning News and will receive a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. Now, that will keep you and your friends hop-happy for a long time. So enter today at a chance at Beer Nirvana from WCHL and Moe's Bottle Shop.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
71 degrees, 613 at WCHL. Chapel Hill officials say the lower level of town hall will be closed for up to a year while crews clean up the damage from June's epic flooding. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
The first floor of Chapel Hill's town hall flooded following the torrential rains that fell on June 30th, soaking carpets, furniture, drywall, and the council dais. Town officials say it may be 6 months to a year before the first floor is ready to reopen, and repairs could cost as much as $400,000. Insurance may cover part of that, but the rest will likely be drawn either from the town's reserve fund or away from other capital improvement projects in next year's budget. While the first floor is undergoing renovation and repair, the town will shift revenue collection services to University Square on Franklin Street. Council meetings may move to the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road, while advisory boards will meet at the library. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board will meet at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. The town is also working to repair 18 apartments at Airport Gardens, a public housing neighborhood off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Repairs on those units are expected to be completed by the end of this month. Meanwhile, families living in those residences have been temporarily relocated to nearby hotels. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chrissy Hurt, interim Title IX coordinator at Carolina, says it's a challenge at times getting the task force designed to keep your local campus safe to agree on definitions.
Each meeting, we go a little bit deeper into each of those two topic areas, and we're making progress every time we get together on all those fronts.
Students and faculty continue to work through the summer to complete the school's new sexual assault policy. Hurt says the sexual assault task force spends half of its time on how to address sexual assaults on campus and half on what the definitions on the policy should be. She says that there are no particular hurdles or issues of contention within the task force, but says the makeup of the task force itself lends itself to a difficult process.
The challenge in the group is that it's such a big and diverse group, and it's truly a wonderful group to have the privilege of working with. The challenge has been that everybody has a different side to each issue.
At previous meetings, members of the task force said the sexual assault policy would be complete by the time school begins. Hurt says the committee would rather focus on making sure the policy turns out right than being speedy.
I think the biggest term we worked on is the definition of consent, for example, and all the different ways consent can be withdrawn, the way that consent needs to be addressed at each subsequent sexual contact, and those sorts of nuanced and specific issues. Those are the things that have brought up the richest conversations of our group so far.
Still, Hurt says the task force is making better progress with each meeting.
So while we certainly have a lot of procedural and implementation changes on the ground and ready for initiation this fall, I do believe that this task force will continue its work into the fall with recommendations coming out hopefully in another couple months.
The 23-member panel started work on May 1st. Are your kids ready to start the school year with the best school supplies and a new wardrobe? Luckily, tax-free weekend is just around the corner, starting at midnight tonight and ending at 11:15 p.m. on Sunday. Tax-free weekend 2013 will relieve customers of taxes on clothing, school supplies, school instructional materials, sports and recreation equipment, computers, and computer supplies. Since 2001, North Carolina customers have enjoyed tax-free weekend, but 2013 brings the last relief from taxes for a while. With the North Carolina State Legislature's passing of the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act starting in 2014, businesses can no longer offer the tax break to customers. Jeff Nash, Executive Director of Community Relations on the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, says tax-free weekend does offer financial help to families outfitting their children for the upcoming school year.
It's important for all of our students to arrive on the first day of school fully supplied. Our teachers do want to hit the ground running, and tax-free weekend is a great help to parents as they equip their children for a very successful school year.
Over the weekend, Ryan Postma, Assistant Store Manager for Office Max, New Hope Commons Drive, says the store is expecting to make $20,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturday, and $26,000 on Sunday. On a normal day, Office Max makes from $5,000 to $8,000 in sales. That's a 500% increase due to tax-free weekend. Postma says sales boost in laptops and other tech sales, school supplies, and ink sales drive the increase in profits. He says customers can save anywhere from $5 on an ink purchase to $70 on a laptop just because of no tax. With the elimination of tax-free weekend, Postma says he's expecting a few more laptop sales this year. But next year, Office Max won't match sales expectations.
This is a weekend where we're trying to do close to $60,000 just for our store alone over the weekend. And if you think about not just Office Max, but other office supply stores, it would be a huge impact.
Ultimately, Postma says he doesn't think customers will appreciate the lack of a tax-free weekend.
People want to shop on tax-free weekends. The more you spend, really, the more you're saving. I think that's really the mindset that most customers, most families have when they're going into it. Is, okay, I'm going to put off some of my back-to-school shopping, maybe that laptop, because I know I'm going to save myself a ton of money. People aren't going to be happy about it. There's no question about that.
Nash, with the schools, agrees it'll be hard on families who depend on tax-free weekend for their purchases.
For the families who rely on tax-free weekend to do their preparations for the school year and buy other supplies that they need, it's going to hurt them. It's going to certainly cause them to have to rethink what they purchase and when they purchase.
Local residents like Laurie Buck are also outspoken on the end of the tax holiday.
Well, in view of the fact that the Republican House and Governor McCrory have lowered taxes for their rich, and tax-free holiday was such a boon to families, I think it's a huge mistake.
Chapel Hill residents like Paul Rose say they believe the holiday helps people in our community.
I would actually like to see that continued in the future. I think that's good for a lot of different segments of the population, students and low-income families. That was something I wish would be continued.
For more information on which items are exempt from taxes this weekend, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. 619 at WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full in Carrboro, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Well, traffic, not much happening this morning. The roads are slick out there because we had rain pretty much all overnight, so please be careful. It is awfully wet out there. Not raining at the moment, but we will have a chance of more of that happening later on in the day, although probably not, but it is kind of wet out there, so be careful. Rand Northam in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning on WCHL. And in the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Patchy fog for a while this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunshine today. Really nice day on the way. High today, about 88 degrees. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
This is a Toys R Us news update.
You'll go wild for deals under $5 at Toys R Us. Like this week, save big on top picks from Crayola, all under $5, including classic packs of crayons, 4 for just $1. Plus, get hot board games under $5, like Candyland and Chutes and Ladders, with price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for kids? Why?
Offer in-store only. Exclusions apply. Crayola 24 count limit, 2 offers per guest. Visit Toys R Us for details.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The category tonight, things overheard at the Naked Body Painting taking place on Broadway. It is happening all day. It's right across the street from the Broadway musical Cinderella, so the kids can get a...
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, just drop by and get everything painted. Yeah, just a little. Oh, he's very good, too, isn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so things overheard. Now, we sent a guy down there, naked, of course, and things were overheard at the Naked Body Painting out on Broadway. Here we go, number 10. Hey, no finger painting, number 9. Come back tomorrow for a second coat, number 8. Biden on the left one, 2016 on the right. Number seven, is this the line for Mamma Mia? No, it is not the line. How many times do I have to tell you? Number six, you've got my vote, Mr. Wiener. Number five, this guy wants the undercoating. Number four, Bloomberg wants to ban large sodas, but this is okay. Number three, how much just to paint my ass? Number two, are you hailing a cab or are you just glad to see me? And the number one thing overheard at the Naked Body Painting on Broadway, Mom!
David Letterman, Top 10 List, WCHL. It's 6:23.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests, Hugh Jackman, Lisa Kudrow, and Jason Isbell. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. One face people were looking for at Carolina football's first day of practice yesterday was wide receiver Roy Smith.
No, Roy's not in the 105. He's not in the 105. So you get 105 guys to bring in, and sometimes we've got to make some tough decisions.
That's head coach Larry Fedora speaking after yesterday's practice. Smith was a backup to Gio Bernard on punt returns last year, and Coach Fedora didn't talk about specifics on why Smith was not out on the field.
We have so many numbers at a single position that we can bring in. And a lot of it is to make sure you get through camp. You got enough legs. We had some guys that may be nicked up or whatever, and if they can't go through practice, we'll push them out. We'll bring somebody else in so we have some fresh legs to help guys get through camp.
This time last year, Coach Fedora was trying to implement a new faster-paced offense and struggling with getting all the plays in the early practices. After day one of summer camp this year, the head coach says the team is strides ahead.
Tempo was good. We got the reps in, and we pushed the reps. We got plenty of reps before periods were running, and we still had time, so we were in good shape there.
Day two of training camp is closed to the media. Tar Heels open the season at South Carolina. Kickoff between the Carolinas is Thursday, August 29th, down at Columbia. It's first college football game of the season. You can meet the Heels this weekend at Keenan Stadium. The annual event kicks off at 3 p.m. tomorrow with player and coach autographs and all kinds of fun for the kids. Wake Forest says running back Josh Harris is ineligible for his senior season. Team spokesman Steve Shutt said yesterday the school has asked the NCAA for a waiver to restore his eligibility. Demon Deacons hope to receive an answer in the next couple of weeks. They begin their preseason practice today. 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. The Pew Research Center has analyzed U.S. Census Bureau data and says that whatever stigma may once have been attached to young adults 18 to 31 living at home with their parents seems not to apply anymore.
More than one-third of the nation's millennials, that's 18 to 31-year-olds, are living presently in the home of their mother and or father.
Pew's Richard Fry is author of the report. We'll hear more from him after this.
Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Why are so many young adults still living with their folks? The economy, yes. But Pew's Richard Fry says,
even among those that got jobs, they're more likely to live at home. So there's other factors at play here, although clearly the economy plays into it.
For one, the Census Bureau treats college students as visitors to their campuses and counts them as really living at home.
And as you may have noticed,
more young adults are going to college. And when you go to college, that sort of delays moving out of the parental nest. And more college students means more living at home.
For many, getting a job might change the picture.
The job market for young adults has markedly fallen. And when you've got a job, you're much less likely to live at home.
And, of course, marital status figures in, too.
If you get married, you don't live at home. And young people have been delaying getting married, and that contributes to sort of living at home.
It won't last forever, says Fry, but the so-called millennials living with parents is at 36% and rising.
More young adults are living with mom and dad, and it hasn't peaked yet.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Art Center in Carrboro. It's half off, either an individual or family of four friends membership to keep the arts in your life all year round. Art Center friends receive many benefits, including advance notice of concerts and plays and advance ticket buying, discounts on tickets and art school class tuitions, priority seating, and free bottled water at events. For the family four pack, it gets even better since the discounts extend to our youth programs, summer art camp, after school arts immersion, and youth arts classes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
It's 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little foggy this morning in patches. That's going to go away pretty fairly soon. Mostly sunny. High today in the upper 80s. We've had quite a lot of rain overnight and some stormy activity and some power outages around town as well. I think everybody's power's back now, but your clocks may be a little off this morning.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. We'll know in 2 hours the jobs picture for July. CBS Money Watch correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
The government is expected to report that the economy added 183,000 jobs in July, while the unemployment rate ticked down to 7.5%. A rate of 5 or 6% reflects a normal economy.
If that mark of 183,000 jobs created does pan out, it may show more confidence among employers, despite the fact that the economy grew at a pace of 1.7% in the second quarter. But CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger says overall this year there has been steady and significant job creation.
Private employers have added just over 1.2 million new jobs so far in 2013. It's the best first half of the year since 1999.
At Bankrate.com, Mark Hamrick says businesses have largely stopped cutting workforces, but not in all sectors.
Some recent data has pointed to layoffs in the healthcare industry, as well as some that have to do with the defense industry.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Governor McCrory unveiled a couple of new plans yesterday that he says he hopes will improve education standards and quality throughout North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam was there and has the story.
Today I am proposing the formation of the Education Innovation Fund. It will fund innovative schools and new digital learning initiatives. Our starting point is an additional $30 million for this innovation fund.
Governor McCrory was the keynote speaker who opened the North Carolina Conference on Education at the Sheraton Hotel at 1 Europa Drive in Chapel Hill. He says this fund, which first needs to be approved by the U.S. Department of Education, will select teachers in the state selected by their peers to receive a $10,000 stipend for outstanding performance as a teacher. The governor says he hopes that this will also give other teachers and school administrators examples of how to achieve success in teaching.
The top teachers in our schools should be equal to what we're saying our principals are. We should be treating them just as our top administrators.
Governor McCrory also unveiled a plan to focus on improving students' skills in subjects he says are critical to staying competitive in the global job market.
I will not lower standards in any way. In fact, I want to raise them in two critical areas. And those two critical areas haven't changed in the last century, and that is reading and math.
The governor embraced the Common Core Standards, a national set of school standards for state schools, but says the problems others have faced are in the way the core is taught.
Common Core reading and math standards are good, but we must come together and improve the execution.
The importance of this focus on education and improving reading and math literacy stems from conversations Governor McCrory says he has with businesses in the state who say they are looking for people to hire but cannot find enough qualified workers.
If we can't produce educated, skilled workers for your businesses, then businesses won't be successful and pay the needed revenue that government needs to fund education.
North Carolina's education budget is in both state and national headlines, and Governor McCrory took the time in the beginning of his speech to respond to criticism.
At $7.8 billion, this is the largest K-12 budget in North Carolina history.
Governor McCrory says he initially created a budget that would raise teachers' salaries, but was forced not to by unforeseen costs in other areas.
Since I made that budget, there's been approximately $500 million spent on unbudgeted Medicaid expenses. Had we not had that, that money alone could have paid for nearly a 3% raise for teachers and state employees.
Protesters at the education speech, like Heidi Carter, chair of the Durham Board of Education, say they feel differently about the budget's handling of education.
I think that per pupil funding is too low and our teacher salaries are too low.
Jeff Bryant, another protester, says the cuts to pre-recession levels, as he calls them, are being done arbitrarily.
It's not to balance the budget, it's to purposely harm education.
Governor McCrory signed the state budget into law last Friday. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill town officials say the lower level of town hall is going to be closed for up to a year, while crews work hard to clean up the damage from June's epic flooding. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The first floor of Chapel Hill's town hall flooded following the torrential rains that fell on June 30th, soaking carpets, furniture, drywall, and the council dais. Town officials say it may be 6 months to a year before the first floor is ready to reopen, and repairs could cost as much as $400,000. Insurance may cover part of that, but the rest will likely be drawn either from the town's reserve fund or away from other capital improvement projects in next year's budget. While the first floor is undergoing renovation and repair, the town will shift revenue collection services to University Square on Franklin Street. Council meetings may move to the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road, while advisory boards will meet at the library. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board will meet at the Lincoln Center on South Merrimill Road. The town is also working to repair 18 apartments at Airport Gardens, a public housing neighborhood off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Repairs on those units are expected to be completed by the end of this month. Meanwhile, families living in those residences have been temporarily relocated to nearby hotels. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Your U.S. Representative David Price is working on legislation with another North Carolina representative known as the Keep Teachers Teaching Act, which would allow states and school districts to apply for federal grants to create programs to help with teacher retention. According to the Congressional Research Service, half of all teachers stop teaching after the first 5 years. The bill would also allow states and school districts to share information about programs to improve teacher retention. Representative Price introduced this bill last year as well. Congressman Price is also co-sponsoring the bill of North Carolina Representative G.K. Butterfield called the Support Educators and Reinvest in Valuable Education Act. Many teachers have the option of teaching special education or teaching math and science in a low-income school for 5 years to get a $17,500 in loan forgiveness. Representative Butterfield's bill will make it so that those who teach any subject in low-income schools for 5 years would be eligible for the same amount of loan forgiveness. Congressman Butterfield and Congressman Price both say their proposed budgets, or bills rather, are meant to help out states like North Carolina, who have seen big budget cuts to education. Butterfield is also a co-sponsor of Congressman Price's Keep Teachers Teaching bill. Tune in this morning at 8 o'clock to hear from Congressman Price himself about this legislation he's sponsoring to help with education nationwide. Whether you doodle in page margins or you're being hired to redo the Sistine Chapel at Chapel Hill Public Library, what's your artistic talent? Artists of all ages can submit original artwork as part of the Chapel Hill Public Library's trading card project for Banned Books Week. Library Director Susan Brown previously implemented this program at Lawrence Public Library in Lawrence, Kansas, for which she won the John Cotton Dana Library Public Relations Award. Artists should submit 5x7 artwork and include the name of the book or author who inspired the piece and a 1-2 paragraph statement explaining it. Artwork and statements can be dropped off at the library or mailed to Shannon Bailey at 100 Library Drive in Chapel Hill. Entries are accepted until August 19th. Banned Books Week is from September 22nd to 28th each year and is a celebration of the freedom to read. WCHL News Time, 6:39. And coming up next, Steve Deer has today's commentary. He talks about Mayor Mark Kleinsmith and nuclear bombs. What's the connection? Well, you'll find out on today's commentary. And that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance Member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
Have you been looking for acupuncture, massage, nutrition advice, yoga therapy, guided imagery, hypnosis, and expert physicians who understand how you can use these services to benefit your health and your life? Come to Duke Integrative Primary Care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill. Open to all and now accepting insurance.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
641 at WCHL.
This is Steve Deer. Tuesday is the 68th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. Did you know that the old doomsday clock, an icon of the Cold War, has been moved closer to midnight? The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has set the doomsday clock at 5 minutes to midnight, midnight being the end of civilization in basketball. 5 minutes to midnight is closer than the clock was set during most of the Cold War. What has brought us closer to a very bad ending? The scientists point to more than 1,000 warheads set on a hair-trigger switch still, and the dangers of climate-changing technologies, emerging biotechnologies, and cyber technology. 20 to 30 countries possess the capabilities, if not the intent, to pursue the bomb. And there are 144 sites around the world that have the materials to make nuclear bombs. The Obama administration proposes a whopping 9% increase in nuclear weapons spending, including $10 billion for upgrading nuclear warheads. And the Pentagon is now talking about preemptive nuclear strikes, downplaying deterrence. Hold on, says the U.S. Conference of Mayors. In June, the mayors unanimously adopted a resolution calling for U.S. leadership in the global elimination of nuclear weapons and a redirection of military spending to domestic needs. Kudos to Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt for being one of the mayors to sponsor this unanimous resolution on redirecting military spending. Mayor Kleinschmidt will speak about the Conference of Mayors resolution at the Orange County Peace Coalition's Hiroshima Day commemoration at Chapel Hill's Peace and Justice Plaza at the courthouse on Franklin Street at 7:32. Tuesday night. Come here, researchers, veterans, and musicians, and share your thoughts and take action. Tuesday night, 7:30. That's a full 4 hours and 30 minutes before midnight. Imagine. This is Steve Deere. Mayor Kleinschmidt.
If you have an opinion you'd like to express about a local issue, then become a commentator right here on WCHL. It is 6:43, and time now for Inside Carolina Athletics.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Time for a little trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Heading into his senior season, Bryn Renner is on the cusp of setting several new records for Carolina quarterbacks. With a full season to play, Renner sits third all-time in the Carolina record books for yards with 6,141, touchdown passes with 54, and total completions with 516. In each of those categories, the two players in front of Renner are the same. Can you name them? The answer to that bit of Tar Heel trivia comes up after this commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With a full season to play, Bryn Renner is third all-time at Carolina in passing yards, passing touchdowns, and total completions. The same two players are ahead of him in each category. Who are they? Darian Durant is first all-time in Carolina history with 68 touchdown passes and second all-time in yardage and completions, while T.J. Yates is first all-time in Tar Heel history in career yards with 9,377 and completions with 795, while currently standing second all-time in total touchdown passes.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, this is pretty big numbers, don't you think? Get more and more excited about Carolina football. Your first day of practice was yesterday. I'll have more on that a little bit later on. You'll be hearing from Coach Fedora. 6:46 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way. Today's WCHL Trivia Quiz with Freddie Kiger and our hometown hero, all straight ahead.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic presented by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Good morning to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you very much.
You look good, man. You look all Notre Dame-ish today. Dark green, gold tie.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Very excited about that.
There's something psychological about that.
Well, that's
you
true.
Get kind of a lift.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Get to the end
sure.
of the week.
For sure. We got Meet the Heels tomorrow too.
I know.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's always fun.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to get more and more excited. We'll have more and more on the air, of course, as Carolina football season gets closer and closer, opening of the season, believe it or not, at the end of this month on the 29th.
That's right. And a totally different... just a different attitude, a different feeling from Coach Fedora yesterday as far as those comments. Because this time last year, it was just like, man, we got some work to do.
Yeah.
You know, and yesterday he sounded pretty happy about things. So
this time last year, he was saying, gee, I got to know these. I got to get to know these players.
Yeah, that's right.
He knows them now.
He does, for sure. That's right.
Well, what do you know about traffic?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly to start off the day today. I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet or give us a call, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Well, very well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you around 7:15.
You bet.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Listen, if you're looking for a place to have a quick lunch today, you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. It is 69 degrees right now. A little foggy this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today, and a nice day. That's hard to believe after we've had all this overnight rain, but it's true. Mostly sunshine in the forecast. High today about 88. Tonight mostly clear with a low 68. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High about 88 degrees. Tomorrow night it's going to be cloudy with a low in the low 70s, and then on Sunday, not bad, about 40% chance of rain with a high in the middle 80s. So some rain definitely coming over the weekend. Not looking forward to that, that's for sure. And we got quite a lot of rain overnight. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Famous actor Peter O'Toole is 81 years old today. You might know Garth Hudson. He was a member of the band, 76 today. Movie director Wes Craven. Think about horror movies. Wes Craven is 74. Singer Kathy Lennon, one of the Lennon sisters, is 70. Actor Max Wright is 70. Actress Joanna Cassidy is 68 today. Actress Catherine Harold is 63. Actor Butch Patrick, who was in The Munsters, I think he was a little kid, 60 years old today. Well, that makes you feel old, doesn't it? Singer Mojo Nixon, 56. Actress Victoria Jackson, 54. Actress Apollonia, who appeared in Prince movies, 54 years old today. Actress Cynthia Stevenson, 51. Actress Mary Louise Parker, 49. Love her. Weeds. Let's see here. Director Kevin Smith, 43. Actor Sam Worthington, 37 years old today. And actress Hallie Eisenberg is 21. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Wendy Richardson Dodd has a birthday. Happy birthday, Wendy. Hope it's a good one for you. And our birthday winner brought to you by the UPS stores on Fortnum Boulevard and at Menomont. Chris Derby and company always taking care of their customers, and they will be glad to take care of you. Our birthday winner of the day from UPS and WCHL is the one and only Don McLennan. Happy birthday, Don. Hey, it's a big birthday for Don, too. He is 60 years old today. Hey, Don, it's all downhill from here, buddy. Don McLennan, happy birthday from WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for WCHL trivia. Look up trivia in the dictionary, and there's a big picture of Freddie Cogger right
outside. Yeah, unfortunately, it would be me.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Doing okay.
On the second day of August.
Feeling more energetic now that you just walked in.
Are you feeling stronger every day?
I'm feeling stronger every day, just like Chicago.
Yeah. The beginnings.
Feeling stronger.
Every time I come in here, it's like Saturday in the park.
Yeah. I love those. I love beginnings, that long percussion break.
Oh, man.
Color My World.
All that stuff was
make
good.
Me smile.
I mean, Chicago was excellent.
Terry Kath, Make Me Smile.
Yep.
You know, I loved him when he was alive.
Yep.
After him, not so much. For the most part.
Peter Cetera.
Yeah.
Pankow.
Yeah, but he was like the rock and roll heart.
Well, it was like Tom Johnson of the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Michael McDonald and all those guys added, you know.
Not the same.
But Tom Johnson was the heart of the Doobie Brothers.
How did we get off on this?
I don't know. That's all right, because it's rock and roll.
What do you got?
Fast food.
Oh, okay. Rock and roll, fast food, whatever.
Yeah.
Perfect transition.
No, it's never, but we make it work.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, folks. Fast food's our category. If Eat Fresh is the slogan for Subway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Think Outside the Bun is Taco Bell's slogan.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Then what fast food chain has used It's Way Better Than Fast Food? And recently, You Know When It's Real.
I don't know.
Well, you don't do a whole lot of fast food.
No, I don't.
Eat Fresh is the slogan for Subway. Think Outside the Bun is Taco Bell's slogan.
Yeah.
What fast food chain has used recently It's Way Better Than Fast Food? And even more recently, You Know When It's Real. Give us a call, 929.
Both sound like a good slogan.
Well, 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, call right now. You can be a winner.
And if you win, you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Good to go.
Yes, you are.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Kelly Straub.
I worked for the Carrboro Police Department for almost 11 years. For the last four, I was a detective. I've always been a big animal person.
Kelly now owns her own Fetch Pet Care business, Professional Pet Sitters. And she now lives on her husband's family's dairy farm, where she's gotten even closer to the animals.
I really wanted to get involved with animals in a different way. When I got involved with pet care, which was perfect for me, I figured I would just think of ways that I could kind of help animals in the area. Started fostering for Dachs and Rescue, which ended me now with five dogs because I fostered, so I had trouble kind of letting go of them.
Kelly Stroud even collects contributions for nonprofit animal organizations in our area. If you'd like to help Kelly Stroud care for the animals, go to Chapel Hill at FetchPetCare.com for all the details. Of course, Fetch Pet Care is a business providing pet sitting and dog walking and a lot more, and even caring for your pet in your house. Kelly Stroud has such a history of rescuing dogs, we thought we'd put our WCHL spotlight on her today. Kelly Stroud, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:56 at WCHL. Freddie, you asked that question about the advertising slogan for a certain fast food restaurant.
Yep.
I didn't know what.
Yeah,
the
I don't do a lot of fast foods. Of all that we named, I think I probably go to Subway more than any.
Yeah, me too.
But
Jersey
Mike's is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to name any more because I'll leave somebody out.
No, that's right. That's right.
There are others that I like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's way better than fast food,
mm-hmm.
and you know when it's real? That would be Wendy's.
Oh, really?
Wendy's. One of their biggest marketing hits, however.
Where's the beef?
That's it. Was Clara Peller, an elderly actress in her 80s, who back on January the 9th, 1984, asked,
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yeah. Did they ever find it? Yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah.
They made a lot of hamburgers since then.
Well, I'll tell you what. Man, was that a... I'll never forget that. I mean,
yeah, it was
that
great.
Thing hit a home run. It hit a grand slam. And then about a year later, she did some spaghetti sauce, and she says, I found the beef. And that's when Wendy's went, sorry, Clara, out.
You're out of here, baby. Yeah, the first advertising campaign was really great, and most of it, I guess, not because of the slogan, but because of her.
Well, it's her and her delivery.
Unusual
spokesman. Where's the beef?
Yeah. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Well, thank you, man.
Hey, well, thank you. And where is the beef?
I don't know. Let's go find it.
All right. See you tomorrow. Oh, see you on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. We got the weekend
ahead. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, don't forget the weekend. Hey, congratulations to Patrick Crowder, who called in with the answer to the question. That fast food slogan belongs to Wendy's. 657 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
It's the official start of the college football season. And UNC fans of all ages are gathering to celebrate the first snaps of the season tomorrow at 3 p.m. for the annual Meet the Heels. You're invited to get the first look at the 2013 Tar Heels and get autographs from the players and Coach Larry Fedora. Kids will love the Carolina Kids Zone inside Keenan Stadium with free trading cards, schedule cards, and posters. For more information, visit GoHeels.com. And don't miss Meet the Heels tomorrow at 3 p.m.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Arts Center in Carrboro. It's half off, either an individual or family of four friends membership to keep the arts in your life all year round. Arts Center friends receive many benefits, including advance notice of concerts and plays and advance ticket buying, discounts on tickets and art school class tuitions, priority seating, and free bottled water at events. For the family four pack, it gets even better since the discounts extend to our youth programs, summer art camp, after school arts immersion, and youth arts classes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Elmo's Diner brings you a look at the weather. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small price. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. It's going to be nice today. 71 degrees right now. A little foggy. That will clear away soon. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, 20% chance of rain. Pretty nice day. High in the upper 80s. Bigger chance of rain on Saturday night and on Sunday.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Where commerce plus social equity plus environment.